to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Recent studies indicate that emotional eating affects up to 83% of people trying to lose weight, yet only about 1 in 10 Americans think having an emotional connection to food is a factor in being overweight. With us today to discuss this topic is holistic physician and bioenergetic medicine and energy psychology expert and author of the book, The Emotion Code. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bradley Nelson. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Yeah, Doc. There's so many diet books on the market, you know, but followers so bound, they rebound back to being overweight. So I think this is such a great topic, emotional eating. I think it's the key. Share with us, what is this and how do we get rid of the baggage?
Hello, Dr. Nelson. Are you with us? Well, Dr. Friedman, you know something about emotional eating, as do I. And I know that when I feel emotional, sometimes I eat. I don't know. Are you an emotional eater? Because not everybody is.
I'm not an emotional eater, but I do know if I'm a little overweight and I go on diets, it stresses me out, and that gets emotional, and then I want to eat more. So it's a big vicious cycle.
And that's the thing. You know, sometimes I am, and sometimes I'm not. And with all of my patients and clients that I work with, we talk about that mindfulness and mindlessness eating of just picking up food as you pass by, and you know they've proven, Dr. Friedman, that when you leave junk food on your counter, you're more likely to emotionally eat it and mindlessly eat it and just grab it. But if you left a bowl of fruit or vegetables or carrots and celery and things like that all cut up and set on your counter, you're more likely to eat healthy. So people need to look at what they leave around and then look at what they're feeling when they eat that stuff, right?
Exactly. So basically you're saying out of sight, out of mind.
It's true. And if you have a clean refrigerator and it's not full of clutter and a clean pantry and it's not full of clutter, you're also more likely to eat healthier and less emotional eating. So if you take stock, if maybe you've lost your job or if things are not going well at work or at home and you're somebody who just takes the food out and doesn't think about it, you know what? All the experts recommend doing is to just keep that other stuff around because then you're less likely to grab it. Plus, you stop and you look at the reasons why you're grabbing food and are you hungry and you try some alternatives, things that you can do instead. Try a glass of water or tea, take some breaths, do meditation, do yoga, get yourself out of the kitchen, go for a walk. I mean, there's so many things that you can do to stop that emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, another thing I do is I make a right when I go into the grocery store and I hit that first section and I leave. That's the produce.
Okay, so Dr. Nelson, what do you think about emotional eating? And tell us about the Emotion Code.
Well, the Emotion Code is, first of all, a book. And secondly, it's a method of finding and releasing our emotional baggage. When we go through intense emotional events in our lives, the energy of those emotions can become trapped in the body so that that emotional energy can continue to affect us for years and years and years. And really for the rest of our lives. And one of the things that emotional baggage leads to is emotional eating. Scientists say that about 83% of people that are trying to lose weight actually have difficulty because they have an emotional connection to food, or they're using food as a way to deal with stress or pain or anxiety or whatever it might be. And so snapping that emotional bond that people have with food can be a tremendously powerful key to actually finally, for many people, getting over the weight problem that they have been dealing with for oftentimes many, many years.
So, Doc, I have a patient who craves chocolate chip cookies when she's depressed because she used to eat them as a child when life was easier. Is this an example of like how emotions can rule our unhealthy eating patterns?
Well, yes, absolutely it can be. Oftentimes what happens, too, is that the negative experiences that we've experienced, that we've gone through, we still have those negative emotional energies in the body. We refer to these as trapped emotions. And to really understand how it works, it helps to realize that the human body itself is just a very complex energy field. When you're feeling an intense emotion, you're actually feeling a certain frequency of vibration. Every emotion is a different energy, a different frequency. And when those emotions get stuck in the body, then they tend to deflect us from the kind of life that we would really like to live, and they tend to change our behaviors, oftentimes in very negative ways. So there are some steps that you can follow to get rid of your emotional baggage. One thing that you can do is you can try to discover what your triggers are. So when you think about food and you suddenly find yourself eating a whole pan of brownies, go back to the source of that emotional discomfort that brought you to that point. What are the things that you've been through? What things left you feeling hurt or upset or angry or alone? What was it that triggered you that got you to that point where you were, you know, eating that whole loaf of bread or whatever? And starting to become aware of the things that are triggering you is a huge, huge step. That's the first step. The second step is to keep an eating journal. And now many weight loss programs suggest that you write down what you eat, and that's fine, but what I recommend is that instead of just writing down the food you're eating, I want you to write down what you were feeling and thinking when you ate it. There was some kind of an inner voice that you were trying to silence. There was something going on that you were trying to deal with or overcome, and making that connection is the next step. And then the third step is to start really listening to your body. Believe it or not, your body is constantly communicating with you and telling you what's helping it and what's hurting it. And when you tune in and pay attention to the body, it goes a long, long way. Now, of course, the last piece of the puzzle here is to find a method that you can use to easily and quickly get rid of the emotional baggage that you have so that it can really set you free from the emotional baggage that you're dragging around, that you're feeding in a way.
Right.
And the emotion code is the easiest way to do that.
Right. That's great. So, you know, we talked during the before we got on here about the stress factor of diets. I mean, it wreaks havoc on your routines, eating time with family, social events, and taking away the joys of noshing in front of a TV. So all these have become this emotional bond with us. So going on a diet, wouldn't that stress us out and be a catch-22?
Well, it certainly can. Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why most people have a hard time staying with diets. One of the things that I recommend for people, and I'm sure that you would agree with this, both of you, and that is that eating foods that are alive, that are as close to nature as you can possibly get, is often just the simplest way to really begin to lose weight. Eating foods that are alive, the more foods you eat that have a label, I mean, if you have to have a label to explain to you what is in that thing that you're about to eat, you probably shouldn't be eating it.
Right. That makes great sense. So eating alive, stay away from the box and the cans and things with labels. If it's natural, it doesn't have other ingredients listed. When you see those word other ingredients, you should roll your eyes. Like you just said, that taps away from nature.
Absolutely.
So that makes sense. So, great information.
So,
great information. Where can people go to learn more?
They can go to... Well, of course, the Emotion Code book is available on Amazon.com, but I've got a special gift for your listeners today. If they want to go to EmotionCodeGift.com, they can actually download the Emotion Code ebook and the book on audio as well. It's about a $67 gift. EmotionCodeGift.com.
That's
go there
great.
And download it.
EmotionCodeGift.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Nelson. And to learn more and get a copy of your emotion code, go to TheEmotionCode.com or TheEmotionCodeGift.com. And for Dr. Nelson's videos, blog articles, and the latest health news, you can visit DrBradleyNelson.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Dr. Bradley Nelson. And for our daily health tweets, follow
Hello,
Dr. Friedman, at Dr. David Friedman.
Phone.
More to come after this short break. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.
Okay, so let me go.